that roadside park, that's now called a rest area. In other words, that there, I think they're pretty well getting that all over the all over the country. And I didn't notice very many of them in the southern states. In fact, I don't believe I remember any of them until after you. Texas had those rest areas. I guess I did notice some, but they're very few. There's probably more of them now. But those are rest areas. That's where you're supposed to pull off and stretch your legs and wake up.
You say in Harris County, Houston is the...
Well, Houston is almost covered Harris County.
Well, it's where the courthouse and everything is. You call it the...
Well, it's the Harris County Courthouse.
Harris
is a county seat.
Huh?
Houston is a county seat of Harris County.
Okay. And a storm that that happens in real cold weather where there'll be the rain will freeze on the trees and the power lines and everything, and you'd call that a...
Well, you'd call it a heavy freeze is the only thing I can say. And
do you have things like that around?
We had once in a great while. We haven't had in recent years. We haven't had that. We back in 43 we had, I think in January it was, we had an awful hard freeze that, you know, the tree limb broke off and there wasn't too many power lines. Oh, there was quite a few power lines when I put out a commission with the ice. But that don't... Then when I was younger, when I was a boy, whatever, we had several times we had hard freeze during World War II. I remember one time I don't remember just what year that was, but it was during the time Camp Logan was here, not over there. We had an army camp all the way from Washington over to Ohio, and from that place where you come around back to the railroad track is all army camp. It's a big army camp. That's why it's called Camp Logan now. And that Camp Logan, and now they call that Memorial Park out there and beyond, and they call this Camp Logan area over there, the other side of Washington Avenue.
Sometimes, say if you wanted it about 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock, if you needed something from the store, like just anything like carton of milk or something like that, what would you call the kind of store that you could go to that would be open that late and would sell?
They used to call them drive-in, but they call them convenience stores now.
Which would you use? You'd say run down...
Well, I would say go to... You told them drive-in store, but I noticed in the last year and a half, 2 years, they call them convenience stores, so I imagine I'd start to call them convenience store. Well, they are convenience stores, so let's face it, that they're there, and their prices about, I'd say, at least 15% higher than anybody else. Well, they should be, because I tell you that when you stay 24 hours a day, and...